So, Andy, now that you've joined The Athletic after 32 years at the Argus, you were saying on the Albion Raw that you know, you've been given a new lease of life, a new freedom to actually do things, and that the time isn't such a constraint. So can you give us an example as to, on a day-to-day basis, of how you feel that your job's going to be different in terms of what you've been asked to do, and how the Athletic itself wants their copy produced?
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. You used the word different, and that is the key. We are going to be, and are already, different. You will not see the sort of material that we're producing anywhere else.
So how is it different, Andy?
Well, I'll give you an example just through the week so far, the week we've had. I did an in-depth interview with Graham Potter, which was really purely about his university degrees, because I thought this was the fascinating aspect of this guy coming into managing the Premier League for the first time. How many other Premier League managers have got 2 degrees? One of them is in emotional intelligence and leadership.
None of which anyone has.
Really interesting stuff that came out of that. The fact that he went over to Bavaria and with the army, and to see how they react in high pressure situations. There was really some interesting stuff. I did a piece, I met Darren Freeman and spoke at length about the fact that on August 7th it was 20 years since Brighton returned to Brighton from the dreaded Gillingham. And, of course, the hat-trick he scored.
How was Darren?
6-0, really well. He's looking fit as a fiddle. And, of course, the hair's changed dramatically. The hair's a lot shorter than it was
then. Hair's gone out, is it?
So, again, there was some really interesting stuff that came out of that. When it comes to match reports, you won't be seeing a match report in the form that most people see.
The final whistle goes, you finalise your copy, you go and do the post-match interviews with the players, with the manager, get your copy for the Saturday for the Monday.
For your deadline,
So that's what a traditional that's what we get from the Argus, the player ratings, etc. Yeah. So how is the Athletic going to be different to that?
Well, I don't want to give too much away about the way we're going to do things, but we are going to do things in a very different way to that, away from that formulated. Because, listen, at the end of the day, if there's a subscription involved, what is the point of us being the same as everybody else? Then there's no reason for people to buy it. The stuff we're producing, dare I say it, £30 for the year to begin with. There's a 50% offer on. Even at the full price for a year, £60. Mm. I'm biased, of course. I've signed up to it. But that, for what is being produced on the website, on the app, is incredible value.
Sure. So, I mean, obviously, you've got... I mean, obviously, the Albion's had its incredible story over the last sort of 20, 25 years. I mean, and we're looking today at even stories like... which, and as you said on the show, you're only doing the Albion, but you can't do this in isolation. You know, we don't operate within a vacuum. And the FSA, the Football Supporters Association, have put their stuff out about Bury and how they're being treated. Basingstoke Town. I know I've used that town as an SI unit for town crapness. But their owner actually wants to sell the ground. It's effectively an eviction. Yeah. And so you get to realise that, you know, the Brighton story, which you can always put an extra angle on, is still being told, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, and it is, you know, for those of us that have been closely involved, it is an extraordinary story. There's no getting away from it. Mm. I mean, we're talking about the 20-year anniversary of when they're playing at with Dean, and you're now looking at a club that's in the Premier League and has just signed a £100 million commercial deal over the next 12 years. I mean, is some journey.
It is quite some journey. But the point I was making was with you on the Athletic is that it's you'll be able to write stuff sort of freely, much more freely in the round, where your deadlines are sort of previously kind of prohibited you from doing that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I said before, the key thing here is time, is having the time to really look at things in a bit of depth, talk to people. I mean, crikey, we're in the communications business, and because of the pressures of deadlines and And there weren't really as many opportunities, certainly as I would have liked on a regular basis, to actually speak to people. You know, instead of, you can speak to people on the phone, yes. It's never as good. I always personally prefer to speak to people face to face. You get a lot more out of that, usually, than you do over the phone. Of course, circumstances, you have to speak to somebody over a phone sometimes.
But you can read it better, can't you?
Yeah, you get a lot more time to do that. That is a really precious commodity that I think we can take advantage of.
And also, we're on in the paper, even though if you're writing a news report is one thing, if you're writing an article it's a different thing, but I guess you've also got the wherewithal, should you wish to do so, to write a more, you know, sort of opinion rather than fact-based piece as well.
I mean, absolutely, yeah. Yes. Yeah, there's the scope for that as well.
Yeah, sure. So I know you said you're being a bit cagey about this, but is there anything you can tell us about what we can actually look forward to, as well as your, you know, yours and everyone else's writing, you know, as the Athletic sort of launches itself and makes itself more established?
Yeah. Well, we've got, there's almost layers, really, because what you've actually got, you've got a correspondent, and I'm the correspondent for Brighton, so we've got correspondents for every Premier League club. Mm-hmm. And that's quite aside from this whole raft of writers who don't just cover one club, but look at all sorts of issues. I mean, there was a brilliant piece, I thought, this week, which dipped into the whole thing about what really happens in the transfer window. Mm. And it was a fascinating piece to read.
With these other correspondents, does that mean that you can maybe have a collaboration with them going forwards in certain things, which will create more of a think piece?
You've made a very interesting point, actually, AD, which I've already noticed is also a big change. It wasn't so much for the Argus that you necessarily looked at people in direct competition with you. That wasn't really the case. But in the environment I've been in before, yes, people work together, but there is still that element of, you know, trying against each other.
Yeah. Competition.
In the Athletic, it is a hugely collaborative operation. And that has been really refreshing. Mm. Really refreshing.
Now, it's interesting that in most of your tweets and stuff, he's like, "Oh, my teammate's done this." And
my colleague, is it?
Yeah, no, it's like he's centre back.
My bro.
Or in your case, probably a goalkeeper. But yeah.
It really is. There's that sense of we're there to help each other. We're in it together.
So how would you counter the argument of people not wishing to subscribe because they believe they can actually, you know, they're saying, I'm not going to subscribe to and pay extra for something that I can read elsewhere?
Yeah. Well, the simple answer is they won't read it elsewhere.
So the Athletic are going to put up a very stringent paywall.
Yes, indeed. People can't just lift the stuff without there being consequences.
Right.
So be mindful of that.
They have the spies.
But I can say with certainty, certainly through the first week I'm thinking about the stories I've done, you will not have read those stories anywhere else. Mm. Or in the case of the Amex deal, you will have read it elsewhere, but you won't have read the inside story that we had.
So basically what you're saying is you got the scoop.
It doesn't quite work like that.
Of course we're
still in the business of what you might call exclusive stories, but it's not so much about us as being first. It's about having the what we would regard as the definitive story.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, people are always going to have the reservations about the paywall, and like I said, you said it's a cup of coffee. The Argus, if you're buying it every week, like 5 days a week and at the weekend, you're talking over a fiver there already. So,
that's 60p a week, isn't it? 60, if it's 60, the credit, it's 60p a week for the first year.
I think it is a case of trying to break through that. And this is my industry's own fault. We are here because we mishandled the internet from day one.
Right.
Basically, from day one, people should have been paying. That's my view. They shouldn't have been getting the information for free. The problem is, over a period of time, they've had the information for free, and therefore there's an expectation that that's the way it should be.
Hmm.
in my view, there is nothing wrong. Well, I know what it takes to put together a newspaper and the kind of work and expertise that goes with that. I'm certainly seeing what it takes to produce what we're producing. And I think for that, as I said before, £30 a year, we're talking about a year, is extraordinary value.
Okay. So just before we do go, apparently you're doing a Q&A after the game.
We're doing all the reporters. This is intended to be a regular thing. So after the game at Watford, 5 o'clock, I'll tweet out the links shortly before that, and subscribers can come on to me and have a chat about the game.
And Alan and I will be hovering on his shoulder, trying to put
tickling
him off.
You and sort of like with the pink or purple thing they had on Sky Sports.
Laser pointers.
Yes, the one, yeah.
Throwing custard pies and
that kind of thing. But good luck at the Athletic. Looking forward to the first Q&A. That'll be good fun. And you've been listening to this Albion Roar Extra. We're with Andy Naylor of The Athletic, and we'll catch up with you soon.